No one ever knew what Stuart was thinking. Like Fee, he spoke little and never aired an opinion. And he had a curious knack of being utterly still, as still within himself as he was in body. And to Maggie, closest to him in age, it seemed he could go somewhere no one else could ever follow. Father Rafe expressed it another way. "That lad isn't human," he had exclaimed the day he dumped a hunger-striking Stuart back at Drogheda after he was left at the convent minus Maggie. "Did he say he wanted to go home? Did he say he missed Maggie? No, he just stopped eating and patiently waited for the reason why to sink into our thick skulls. Not once did he open his mouth to complain, and when I marched up to him and yelled did he want to go home, he simply smiled at me and nodded." But as time went on, it was tacitly assumed that Stuart would not go out into the paddocks to work with Paddy and the other boys, even though in age he might have. Stu would remain on guard at the house, chop the wood, take care of the vegetable garden, do the milking. The huge number of duties the women had no time for with three babies in the house. It was prudent to have a man about the place, albeit a half-grown one. It gave proof of other men close by, for there were visitors. A clump of strange boots up the plank steps to the back veranda. A strange voice saying, "Hello, missus, got a bit of tucka for a man." The outback had swarms of them. Swagmen humping their blueies from station to station, down from Queensland and up from Victoria. Men who had lost their luck, or were chary of holding a regular job, preferring to tramp on foot thousands of miles in search of only they knew what. Mostly they were decent fellows, who appeared, ate a huge meal, packed a bit of donated tea and sugar and flour in the folds of their blueies, then disappeared down the track, headed for Barcoola or Narangang, battered old billy cans bouncing, skinny dogs belly down behind them. Australian itinerants rarely rode. They walked. Occasionally a bad man would come, on the lookout for women whose men were away, with a view to robbery, not rape. Thus Fee kept a shotgun standing loaded in a corner of the kitchen where the babies couldn't get to it, and made sure she was closer to it than her visitor, until her expert eye assessed his character. After Stuart was officially allotted the house as his domain, Fee passed the shotgun to him gladly.